Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. It's been a chaotic weekend here at SVK Crypto. We've been slammed with excess amount of deals coming through, with a lot happening here in London, lots of different events going on, lots of different events that we're planning. We've seen a lot of positive market sentiment over the weekend as well, which we'll get to in a second, especially regarding ETFs, which, as I said, we'll jump into in a second. But before we do, let's get down to business and go through the levels real quick. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,569. That's up 4% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $467. That's up 4%. We have EOS, which is currently trading at $9, and that's up nearly 11% in the last 24 hours. Cardano is currently trading at nearly 15 cents, and that's up 8% in the last 24 hours. And NEO is currently trading at $35, and that's up 16% as well. I want to give a special shout out to Wax. Wax is currently trading at 15 cents, and that's up 40% in the last 24 hours. So big shout out to the guys there. I know they're doing extremely interesting things at this present time regarding the in-game marketplace. I know a lot's going on there. There's a lot of hype behind Wax and what they're doing, and we're interested to follow that project all the way through and see how those guys can execute upon what they said they were going to deliver on. Let's get on to the next part of the show. Did the SEC just make it easier to launch a blockchain-based ETF in the US? Let's find out more. The SEC's proposed changes would remove the need for many ETFs to seek special permission from the SEC and is targeted towards the industry describes as plain vanilla ETFs. The proposal met the unanimous approval from the SEC commissioners. New rule would apply to most ETFs. The SEC chairman, Jay Clayton, says the new rule would level the playing field and that the proposed rule would cover most ETFs operating today and all similar ETFs that sponsors may seek to launch in the future. Clayton did qualify his statement by explaining the new rule wouldn't cover all products. Some would require greater scrutiny, complex leveraged products, sometimes called exotic ETFs. For example, would not be eligible for the new process, the new rule that would be created. In theory, the change could open up the market for investment firms offering blockchain-based ETFs. That is, ETFs which, instead of investing in cryptocurrencies themselves, invest in companies developing or based on blockchain technology or blockchain-based ETFs, can also be viewed by traditional investors as less risky to capitalize on the new blockchain economy. In practice, there has been no clarification as to whether blockchain-based ETFs would require greater scrutiny. They might not if they meet the industry definition of plain vanilla, simply based, for example, on share options or bonds with no exotic features like extra rules for meeting a certain price point before becoming active. So, though the SEC has yet to specifically mention blockchain or Bitcoin-based ETFs in reference to these decisions, it's almost certain that Bitcoin-based ETFs, which invest directly in cryptocurrencies themselves, are unlikely to see any favor from the proposed new rules. The SEC is currently reviewing applications for a number of Bitcoin-based ETFs and is holding back on the approval due to the unanswered questions pertaining the cryptocurrency markets and the way coins are valued and regulated. According to reports, the SEC has rejected over a dozen applications already. Dahlia Blass, the SEC Director of Investment Management, penned a letter in March 2008 outlining the SEC's concerns regarding Bitcoin-based ETFs. The approval of a Bitcoin-based ETF would be significant, with some experts predicting this might now happen sooner rather than later. Indeed, the SEC is seeking public feedback on an application by CBOE Global to list an ETF with Bitcoin shares backed by VanEck and SolidX in documents published on the SEC website on June 26, 2018. The move by the SEC could well signify a change in its attitude towards ETFs that invest in cryptocurrencies. If the new rules proposed by the SEC are implemented, it would be interesting to see whether blockchain-based ETFs are treated in the same way as ETFs, investing in more traditional companies and technologies. If the SEC is actually targeting plain vanilla ETF structures, which are a more relaxed approach, this could be the case. The SEC has also decided that blockchain-based ETFs require greater scrutiny. However, the loosening of the regulatory pressure of the $3.6 trillion USD market for ETFs still marks progress, which could actually see both blockchain-based and Bitcoin-based ETFs as common features of institutional markets. Todd Rosenbluth, Director of ETF and Mutual Fund Research at CFRA Research, told Reuters the proposed rule could change. Support new ETF launches, particularly tied to long-term thematic approaches from small independent asset managers. The SEC has approved 7 blockchain-based ETFs in 2018 to date, and Canada approved its first blockchain-based ETF in February 2018. Great story. And it's great to see that, you know, people are starting to realize that ETFs are the key to unlocking the institutional money that needs to come into our little world, our space, to take it to the next level and take it to a couple of levels above that as well. That's how we're going to get the big capital coming in. It's less risky. People are going to feel comfortable putting capital into an ETF rather than going to Coinbase and using their custody agreement. So this is something that's definitely key that we need to see us going to the next stage. And it's great to see that there's a movement on this, because I know an ETF's been talked about for a little while now. You had the Winklevoss twins, who I believe published an application for an ETF, which was rejected earlier this year. So it's interesting to see how everything's progressing, and it's progressing pretty quickly as well. The next story that caught my attention is a story regarding Coinbase. So Coinbase custody targeting institutional investors now officially open for business. So let's jump in. Major US crypto exchange and wallet provider Coinbase has announced that its digital assets custodian solution for institutional investors is now launched in an official blog post today. Coinbase first revealed its plans for Coinbase custody venture in late 2017, saying at the time that it was seeking to address what it considers to be the number one concern of institutional investors, namely security. As per today's post, Coinbase has already been storing over $20 billion worth of clients' crypto over the past 6 years, but its new custody offering will notably be secured through an SEC-compliant and FINRA member independent broker, Electronic Transaction Clearing, ETC. The move thus explicitly targets institutions' concerns to abide by terms set by US regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, as well as Wall Street's Financial Industry Regulator Authority, the FINRA, or known as FINRA. Today's launch means that institutions from both the US and Europe can now store their crypto assets with Coinbase custody, which currently supports Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. Coinbase says it plans to continue adding support for more assets, as well as to open its service to Asian institutions by the end of the year. The company says that Coinbase custody will employ a range of security measures, including on-chain segregation of crypto assets, offline multi-sig and geographically distributed transaction protection, as well as robust cold storage auditing and reporting, alongside cold storage. Reportedly pending regulatory notifications, the company plans to add secure segregated hot wallets and secluded withdrawals to increase flexibility. Notably, today's post suggests that Coinbase is planning to enable its new institutional clients to participate in the crypto ecosystem through proof of stake and distributed governance. Although further details of these plans are not outlined, Coinbase Custody is the first to launch out of a suite of new products rolled by Coinbase in May, which is said to have held over $10 billion of institutional investors' money sitting on the sideline, and that's what it's going to enable into the market. The exchange is, in fact, attempting to become a fully SEC-regulated broker-dealer itself via its recent acquisition of financial services firm, as well as pursuing its federal banking license. In mid-June, Coinbase's index fund opened large-scale US resident accredited investors for investments of between $250,000 and $20 million. Coinbase has also recently revealed plans to widen its user base to the Japanese crypto market. Amid this flurry of activity, a recent inquiry by Mashable uncovered 134 pages of complaints filed by Coinbase users and levered harsh criticisms at the company for allegedly being unprepared and overwhelmed by the pace of its own growth. Well, only in crypto, man. And that's how busy Coinbase are. And that's why they take so long to reply to emails, let me tell you. I think it's another great positive story. This is something that we have seen definitely have an effect into the market today. We saw some positive news when that came out, when Coinbase tweeted that it's now going to be live. So that's always great to see. But I think what's really key about this is just being able to unlock the institutional money that's waiting on the sidelines and given that the ability to enter into our market, our little space, and for it to grow and for it to flourish. These are the kind of steps that need taking, and it's great to see that they're happening in a timely fashion. It was only a couple of months ago that we were saying this is what we need. We need an ETF, we need third-party custody for institutions to enter into the market, and now we're seeing that happen. We're seeing it playing out, and I think people have been extremely quick to execute on this, which is great to see, and it's great to see the space being taken seriously. I think a year and a half ago, nearly 2 years ago, it was considered a little bit, not as a joke, but I think people were a little bit kind of skeptical. And I think now it's real and people are starting to realize that. And people are starting to really figure this out. And instead of trying to be a skeptic on the side, they're getting involved. People are starting new businesses. People are looking to build portfolios. People are looking to find out more information. This is all key. This is all really important. And this is key for us to go to the next stage of where we are at the minute. Well, listen, I'm going to wrap things up here. I think there are two positive stories that have been out today. Listen, as always, join us on our socials. Join us on Telegram. That's where it goes down, which is SVK Space Crowd. You can hit me up on my email, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @svk_crypto. Thank you for your time and attention. We appreciate it. We know everyone out there is super busy, especially in the crypto space, because it's just non-stop. It's a 24/7, 365 job. And we appreciate everyone's attention because we know everyone is short on time. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Be back tomorrow. We have more great stories. Let's do this.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.